The television show Friends went off the air in 2004, but it never really left the airwaves. It's been running in syndication for almost three decades now and has reached multiple generations. Millions of us have tuned in to watch six friends sip coffee and talk to each other about their lives. Why? Because it taps into our own personal hunger for community. In each episode, Ross and Rachel and the gang overcome adversity and celebrate triumph together. We all desire a community like that, a group of people who walk with us when times are tough or cheer us on in victory and who comfort us when we lose. Community is so important that we seek it everywhere: marriage, family, friends, coworkers. We go to church, we join support groups, we even root for our favorite teams together. Our need for community is wired into our souls. Something transcendent happens when we connect with other people. Our lives intersect, not as mindless robots or biological machines, but at a deeply mysterious level that philosophers and poets have written about for centuries. Community sustains us when we're weak and provides us opportunities to give when others are in need. Like the Friends theme song reminds us at the start of each show, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you. That's the spirit of community. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.